Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Rock and roll all night and part of every day. I don't know if I can.
You're getting older.
Yeah, getting older. Used to be, exactly, in my 20s, party all night and every day, but now it's just.
They didn't make the song about the hangover the next day.
No, that's
what they need to do, because the next day when you get older is not worth.
That song written by a bunch of young whippersnappers. That's what it was.
Exactly. Here's how I weigh it now, and this is a good way to look at it, ladies and gentlemen. If the hangover outweighs the fun the previous night, that's when you need to stop and start thinking about, maybe I should stop drinking as hard as I drink.
That's when it switches. That's when it switches right there.
Because there's a point in your life where you're like, wait a second. Like, it's way worse right now compared to the amount of fun I had last night.
Yeah, I didn't even have that good of a time last night, and I feel like this. What am I doing?
This is terrible. So just look at it that way and see how that goes.
I am at the point in my drinking where I hydrate while drinking, and I don't know how I survived, you know, my 20s into my early 30s by not drinking water while drinking booze. Dude, I've just been dehydrated since I was like 19 years old. Unbelievable.
It's crazy. You know, you ever take those liquid IVs?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, dude.
Work
pretty well.
Now it's a beer. Like, bartender, can I get a glass of water, please? Just so I can make through my next day. Uh-huh. Thank you. All right.
I look like Schmeagle when I wake up.
Hey, you ready to party tonight? No, we are not partying today. Kiss. All right, anyway, enough of our old man hangovers. We got to get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Water.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Of course, always reminding you to drink responsibly. Hydrate while you're drinking, Bud. But at least you got something tasty in the meantime. Get stocked up. Bud Distributing, they're going to get you taken care of.
Yeah. Let's kick off with some scores this morning. Major League Baseball yesterday. Keep clapping. I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
Rallying the team over there. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Tigers beating the Orioles 5-1. Yankees beating the White Sox 5-1. The Cubbies beating the Diamondbacks. There you go, Cubbies, 3-2. There are some games tonight real quick. Detroit going to be in Tampa Bay, 6:40. Pittsburgh over in Chicago playing the Cubs, 7:40. And the White Sox going to be in Kansas City at 8:10. Kind of more importantly, though, we got the NBA playoffs happening. And last night, dude, I got to tell you about something. Yesterday, Celtics beating the Bucks 109-81. Boston wins that series 4-3. I'm sorry there, Brock. But your Bucks are out. Get out of here.
I'm crushed. I won't be able
I can tell.
Actually, you know what? We're going to have to call off the show today because I can't handle it.
Your Bucks lost.
Because I've been such
a person on that team.
I've been a diehard fan since the 70s. And
Wait, what's your coach's name again? I forgot.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's a player, not even close. But sorry, your Bucks are gone. I want to talk about this one, though. The Mavs, Dallas Mavericks last night beat the Suns 123-90. Dallas wins that series 4-3. It's the game I got to catch a little bit of. Dude, Dallas was winning. This is game 7, Brock. This is like the last game.
Yeah.
So if you lose, you're out. You're done. Dallas was winning by 40-some points at one point.
Wow.
40-some points. So let me put this in perspective, too. The Phoenix Suns, supposedly the best team in the league. Like, hands down.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, they're projected to win. They're like, Suns, they got it. We're down 40-some. So, dude, you know what's wild? It's not like they weren't trying, they weren't playing. It's just this dude named Luka Doncic. Have you heard of this guy?
I have heard of him, yes.
Freaking believable,
just
dude.
Throwing guy, down
just anywhere on the court he was making shots. This is how good Luka is. All right, at halftime, Luka Doncic had 27 points at halftime, right?
Yep.
The Suns had 27 points.
Wow.
It was 27 to 57 at halftime. Luka Doncic by himself had 27 at that point. Dude, you're watching the guy, and I wanted to talk about this for a reason, because what is it about European people or European folk that, especially in the NBA, they're so good, dude. And they have like a soccer swag to them, kind of, that's like, they don't get tired. They just have a flow to them. You're like, this guy's just not going to miss.
I don't know. Well, that European league is a really big thing over
there. Big league.
It's a big deal, and a lot of players go over there, especially like younger ones. That, exactly. You know, or they didn't get drafted, so they go over there. But it's, they take it pretty serious over there. So I'm sure it's probably, you know.
It was to a point last night where he was like, you know, when Michael Jordan started laughing because he didn't understand. He's like, I don't know. I'm just making everything. I can't. He was to that point last night where I was like, dude, he could throw it over his head backwards. Nothing but net.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going in. So he was interesting high. Game
he's
last
on
night.
Fire.
Dude, literally, he is on fire. He has not missed.
Hey, I have Well, I was going to say, I have a fun little NBA story once you're done, too. So.
Go ahead. Let's keep going, the NBA.
Since we're talking about it, on this day, 1985, Michael Jordan named Rookie of the Year in the NBA. 1985.
Dude, that's crazy.
That does, doesn't it? It doesn't feel like it was that long ago. I don't know why we feel like Jordan only retired, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. But it's just, it was a long time ago.
You know what puts it in perspective for me? Is when I'm watching TV and like Charles Barkley, all these other professional athletes, especially basketball players, good basketball players, are all wearing Jordan gear. Yeah. They have the emblem right there on their shirt. Like, you know, that was the guy. Brock, they would be like, okay, you and I, like, we're really competitive in high school. You're on another team across the way. And you know, we just really went hard our whole lives. We're friends, you know, we're good. But then, like, I'm starting to wear, like, your gear, like, your silhouette on my shirt because you kicked my ass so badly.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't want to be wearing that. Like, you'd be like, ah, God.
It just kind of shows you how good that guy was.
You know,
really
I was in the NBA, too, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What's your silhouette logo that everybody wears? Or you don't have one.
You're wearing Jordan. You're wearing Jordan. That's what you're doing. So, but, yeah, 1985. God, that is just a lifetime ago, dude. Lifetime ago.
Absolutely craziness. So, yeah, more NBA to come in. I do have more NBA stories for the next hour. Also, a golf story. Actually, you know what? You want to do the golf one real quick?
Yeah, do it. Who cares?
Let's do it. PGA Champion starts next week. Championship, I should say. Guess who's not going to be there? This was disclosed over the weekend, for Christ's sake. Once again, in the news, last year's winner, Phil Mickelson, not going to be in it. So he signed on. Everyone's excited because him and Tiger Woods going to be in the PGA Championship, dude. Big deal. Big deal.
Yeah.
Well, he's out. It's been a bumpy year for Phil, really. It's kept a low profile since referring to the PGA Tour as a dictatorship, among other things, back in February. So the PGA Tour is not very happy with Phil right now. Seems like things are going to get worse here before they get any better because they're done. He's not. I don't think did he back out? I think he backed out. I don't think the PGA was like, he can't come.
I don't think they would because he is
of the drawing.
I mean, it's. I mean, he's one of the greatest golfers ever, and right. Him and Tiger both together, crazy. So
that's
I'm
what
sure they.
See.
I'm sure they weren't like, no, you can't come, or maybe it's like one of those like, well, you're allowed, but I don't know. That just it's nuts to me. It's nuts.
So
to me.
It's at Saudi League or the LIV or whatever they call it. So just like briefly reading about it throughout when all this has been happening, what comes to mind and what I think is happening is he's like very deep into debt with gambling, and the Saudi League is going to pay him.
Oh, okay.
So it's like he can't say that. You can't come out and be like, hey guys, like, gamble too much. I just need more money, so I'm going to go over to this league real quick. So I think that's the underlying factor right now of what's going on.
You better be careful, man. That's oil and blood money you're getting
it
into
is.
Right there.
It
you're
is,
getting
dude.
In deep.
Yeah, where's Phil? Why did he show up? He's supposed to be here. Oh, no.
Phil's dead. Phil's dead.
I hope not, because gambling is serious like that. People, you end up in that Las Vegas lake that's emptying right now.
Lake Mead? Is that where you end up? Lake Mead right there. In a barrel. Oh.
You know, be careful, Phil. We love you, man. So there you go, man. That's your sports this morning. I got more football coming up next hour and some more basketball as well. So
sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Gonna go watch it in IMAX, man. I got to.
Nah. I'm actually not going to watch it now. I'm so mad at Tom Cruise for taking 4 years to release this movie that I'm not going to support.
At least 4 years, man. Yeah. I mean, granted, you know, I get it. The COVID thing happened, but come on. We needed that more.
We needed
more than
that
ever.
More than ever, right?
Exactly. I know the theaters were shut down for a while. I get that. Blah, 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 you know, but come on.
Re-release it. They could have released it and then re-released it. You know what I mean?
In like theaters?
Yeah. I was stuck in my house for 2 weeks, and you tell me I couldn't have Top Gun 2? Son of a
come
bitch.
Come on, man.
You son of a bitch, Tom Cruise. Enough of my anger towards Tom Cruise because of Top Gun. Let's get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty, boom, you stocked up.
A little thirsty. Yeah, so we're going to kick sports off with me saying I watched my first quarter of USFL yesterday.
How was it?
Let me tell you about it. Dude, it's not good. It really is not good. You know what I love about it? It's another way for people to get into the NFL. And I love every bit about that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to go to college and the NCAA. There's other routes now, which is sweet. But, dude, it gives you an appreciation of what the NFL really does.
Yeah.
You know, this is the league right below the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. This is like this. It's USFL and then the NFL. Dude, there was nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
Zero. Like, the camera guys need to figure that out. We're like, hey, don't pan out. Like, just keep the focus on the field. Don't show that there is nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say nobody, I mean nobody in the stands. It's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, like, without the fans screaming, it kind of reminded me of COVID when there was no
Yeah, that fans was a, that, in the stands that weird and whatnot, that but. Weird time that we had there.
And reading about it and then listening to podcasts about like McAfee was talking about, he's like, dude, there's no quarterback play. He's like, that's the biggest thing. The biggest noticeable difference is the quarterbacks suck. And he's right. It's like, dude. Anyway.
And you know, I mean, comparable, we say this.
You are comparing it to the greatest league.
Exactly. That's where it is. So I think maybe if I were to watch, I really don't have any desire because, dude, you already know, if it's not the Packers, I don't really care. So it's already.
You're not going to give that a chance. You won't even go to your kid's high school game because it's not the Packers.
Is it, hey, honey, you play in Green Bay. You're not playing Green Bay? Then I'm not going. I'm not going.
Sorry. If you think I'm a diehard over here.
If you think I'm going to go to some peewee football game that the Packers aren't at, get the hell out of here.
You're a jerk.
These kids suck, Brett. Put in Aaron Rodgers. Hey,
right.
Put in Rodgers.
Get this guy out of here.
Boo. Your team sucks. They're fourth graders. Come on, man. Nah, I don't
care. You would be heard if you were at a USFL game because you would be the only one in the stands.
It's embarrassing. It's like a WNBA game here, man. This is terrible. Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so I thought I'd share that. That was my first experience, and it's probably why we don't talk much about the USFL.
Maybe it'll get better. Maybe after a little while, we get used
to it.
Honestly,
the XFL was better.
He hate me? That's because it had he hate me.
Because he hate me.
Oh, man.
All right, so that was my opinion on the USFL, and maybe it'll get better. More pro football, though. It didn't take long, Brock. Just after one season as an NFL analyst, looks like Drew Brees has been fired by NBC. He was doing the Football Night in America studio show. He was also a game analyst. From all accounts, he's a nice guy, dude. You know, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Which might be why he rarely said anything interesting or insightful.
Or controversial. So he's probably like nice to everyone. No, I think that, you know, you got to have some controversial takes.
You know, and you really, you could tell in like interviews, like there's certain people that can do the booth and there's certain people who can't, you know. I didn't see Breeze as like he's kind of awkward sometimes.
He's kind of awkward. He's not a very authoritative figure off the field. I mean, I fairly soft spoken and everything like that from what I know of him. I mean, when's the last time we had a story, if ever, where it's like, whoa, Drew Breeze is in the news, not for anything bad. It's like Drew Breeze is in the news for saving a bunch of puppies and orphans from a fire, you know?
He just sucks on the microphone like us.
Yeah. So.
We just haven't gotten fired yet.
Working on
the key word there.
Working on it.
Anyway, Brees flamed out quickly. This isn't in the talks because considering Brady just signed that epic deal with Fox next year. Honestly, dude, he's another one of those guys in interviews. We talked about this last week, and I'm like, I just don't see him in the booth. It just doesn't seem like a guy that would be a good commentator or just, I mean, he's very insightful. He knows a lot about the game, but
that doesn't always translate to being entertaining.
It really doesn't.
You know? I mean, you look
just stick with Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Why isn't he one of the main guys?
Honestly, I think the better guys are the guys that aren't the superstars because either they're super polarizing or you get these guys like Tony Romo, who, by all accounts, was still a very talented quarterback, but didn't have...
But not the greatest, and it feels like he's got some leeway to say things. Like, he's got some, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't the greatest. You don't have to wear this, you know, personality like Tom has to wear it, you know?
Yeah. I can't wait for Tom Brady to get fired from that. I'm just going to... Yes.
I feel like the first time this dude gets fired from anything.
Yeah, anything. Like, yes.
You know?
Fired.
He's human. All right. Last story here real quick, man. Golf. PGA Championship starts next week. This week, Thursday. Guess who won't get to be there, Brock? Who's not going to show up? Phil Mickelson.
Old lefty.
Old lefty, man. Been a bumpy year for Phil, who has kept a low profile since referring to the PGA Tour as a dictatorship, and among other things, back in February. Right? It seems like things are going to get a little bit worse here before they get better for Phil Mickelson. But you know what it is? We talked about this last hour a little bit, and I've read this, and I don't put it past him. The Saudi League that he's trying to get into or he's in or whatnot, the LIV League or whatever they're calling it, is going to pay him a lot of money. And I think he's really in debt in gambling.
Yeah.
That's a rumor. The dude owes some people money. He doesn't want his knees batted in. So
you had that story, I think, middle of last week, talking about like how much he's lost gambling. And it's insane.
It's like $40 million or something. And that was like, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was astronomical.
He is not a good gambler.
Yeah, no. Stop gambling, man.
Hey, how much did you lose? Did you say $40? Oh, $40 million. Yeah, stop gambling, Phil. Stop gambling.
$40 million, Phil. Dude, it's two things that are really addictive in life as a middle-aged guy, right? Golf. You always see the old guys out there golfing because it's fun, it's awesome, and everything about it is addicting. You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
And gambling.
Yeah.
Gambling's the same thing. I think we all know gambling, all right? Two of them together, that's dangerous, dude.
Yeah.
You are going down a dangerous, dangerous path.
Learn from Phil Mickelson, okay?
You know, $40 million.
What if the people he owes money to, some mob boss, some bookie in a velour tracksuit and gold chains with his goombas? What if they use his own clubs to beat him?
That's
insult to injury, right there.
We will use your own putter, Phil. Right. You better pay us by next week.
Hey, Phil, Phil, that's a nice putter you got there. It'd be a shame if someone were to break it over your kneecap.
He starts sweating.
Don't use my own clubs. Come on, man. Come on.
It's why his eyes look the way they do. He's got that nervous, like, deer in the headlights look because he's always looking past the camera, seeing if somebody's coming after him.
Or some Goomba. Are those are those the Tonya Harding guys? Hey.
You know?
Watch out.
Just look up a profile picture of Phil Mickelson. That looks like a terrified individual, dude.
Well, when you're $40 million in the hole.
Yeah, dude, you're going to have that smile.
Oh, God. This is not good. God. I hope my wife doesn't check the bank account. We are in trouble.
Now I understand that smile. There you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.